ahead, Sean.
Well, you should. You sold us like 100 of them. Now, we just run them on those voice boxes that we got from you. Nothing special. And, you know, I mean, if it's something as, you know, as an anchor as the, you know, as the FBI hub, I would like to have it on a UPS and then in the facility with backup power with a generator. It doesn't have to be, you know, if you're fault tolerant. But you know, I don't want that to go down. So, you know, putting it in someplace. Right now, I've got it running in Fred's data center, and it's on a virtual machine and one of his Blade servers. So, you know, it's just easy. You know, it was easy to do when we were putting in the big network and all that, and it's worked fairly perfect. I haven't had any real issues, but I do worry sometimes that, you know, every repeater on my system has to traverse the network to Fenton, and every external connection coming in has to, you know, make its way to Fenton, and then that has to, and then from there, you know, it goes back out to all the repeaters. And I just think keeping the, you know, having the hub locally here with, let's say, the 2.6, where I can give it, you know, UPS power and generator is just a little bit, I'm just a little bit more likely to keep my stuff running in the event of some strange burp.
That makes sense. So, in reality, it could be at your house. You may not want it that way, but you don't need some big high-end data center to put it in. It might be nice if it was there because they would have all the redundancies, but it could kind of go anywhere, it sounds like. Go ahead, Dakota.